Well, speaking of couples and all that right? stuff.
I mean, just it sounds mean. It's not like I do wish you the best, but beyond making that statement, I'm not going to think about it again.
And I think generally that, again, like you might have an ex you're friends with, but generally something that serious, like if you saw him in passing, cool.
Yeah, whatever.
But like, right, you don't need to be staying in touch.
You're going to DM me 6 years later. I want to let you know I'm moving on.
Like, you're the one I was loved.
Cool.
Here's a crazy thing that happened to a Florida couple. They made headlines. Ted, have you seen anything about this story with the IVF embryo mix-up?
Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah. You just need to see the pictures. All right. Tell the story.
The picture is, just the look on the kid's face is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
And just, you look at the parent. Imagine if, Ted, your parents, there's a baby picture, and you're pretty sure it's me in the picture.
Just put in an IVF embryo mix-up Florida.
I don't know how you mix
this
up.
They welcomed their daughter, who was not genetically related.
How do you mix that up?
Oh, man.
Did you see the picture?
I don't know whose baby this is, but it ain't yours.
Oh, come on.
If I was that guy, well, I guess IVF, so he.
Still.
Oh, that's tough. Dude, what are they? Sorry. Finish the story. Just like, what are they going to tell that kid?
So it was not, the baby was not genetically related to them in any way. They reached a custody agreement with the daughter's biological parents. Tiffany Score and Stephen Mills sued their IVF clinic last year, months before their names were made public, produced and stored three viable embryos after turning to a fertility clinic in Orlando. So basically, she gave them her eggs, I guess, according to the lawsuit.
I don't think they used them.
Score was allegedly implanted with what she thought was one of those embryos. But on December 11, 2025, when the couple, who are both white, welcomed their daughter, Shay Score Mills, they saw that the baby, for some reason, didn't look like either one of them.
Because the kid's black!
The couple said
hang on, you're missing a great quote. Displayed the physical appearance of a racially non-Caucasian child.
I'm just saying.
It's okay. We can just say it's a black kid. Yeah, and they're white. Look,
I don't know whose kid this is, but I know it's not yours. But she carried the thing, right?
Yeah. Well, she said they kind of felt that they had a moral obligation to find her genetic parents.
This baby ain't mine.
That by taking the legal action, they hope to begin living more freely and just finally celebrate the one beautiful thing that has come from all of this, which is our daughter. In April, the couple announced that their daughter's biological parents had been identified through genetic testing.
So did they mix up the eggs then?
I think they mixed up the sperm and the entire kit and caboodle was the wrong one.
So basically, the black couple.
Because they're inserting this in IVF.
Right.
So they might bring the spermatozoa and the eggs together in the lab. All right? Once they get that done, then they take that embryo and they implant it in the woman.
Because that kid ain't mixed. That kid is black.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. I would think, like...
Wouldn't you know at the moment, like, oh, man, I think we put the wrong egg in you. I'm sure there's a better way to say it. This kid ain't yours.
They say one thing's absolutely certain is that on the day of our daughter, the day she was born, we will love and be with this child's parents forever. Now, the kid's now 6 months old. Now, court documents obtained by People say the Florida couple reached a mutually devised custody agreement with their daughter's biological parents, whose identity will remain confidential, and them. So while the details of the agreement remain private, the filing says that under the agreement, they would retain the rights to continue as permanent custodial parents of Shay, but Shay would also be able to have a relationship with her genetic parents as well.
But what I'm curious, and I know for privacy reasons they don't go into this, I don't believe, in the article, is if you mix up the eggs and the sperm, that means the other couple, obviously, have their eggs and their sperm in the works, too. So I'm wondering if the biological parent had a child of their own.
Right?
We had a baby, and then we found out we also had another baby, just another mom carried it.
Well, they're glad that they did go public with this, because they say the details of their IVF experience, the role between the news media helped them bring them to the point of their genetic parents. So they were able to be identified. So any fears they had about the kid not knowing who his real or her real parents were have been settled. Tiffany and Steve are committed to respect the privacy concerns of the genetic parents who have begun and intend to continue a foster relationship of friendship, love, and trust. So the kid basically is going to have two sets of parents growing up.
I mean, look, you're going to love the kid. I get it. But I mean, like, my wife and I, you know, we just had sex. It wasn't IVF or anything. But if we had done that, and my kid's born, I'm still excited. But when they hand me the child and this kid is Asian, there's still the moment that goes to my head and says, babe, like, look, you did the work. You gave, but I'm telling you, this kid is not made from us.
That's this isn't all. What I ordered.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. You know what I mean? Hey, man, we put it in an order, and we gave you the ingredients, yes. And then you mix the ingredients, and my wife will bake it in the oven, and we pull it out, and it's like, this is ciabatta bread. We wanted a quiche. You know? Just like I'm still going to love the kid, but I'm just saying, like, the first couple of minutes, you have to be like, what in the F?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, just.
Yeah. But whatever, I mean, that daughter's going to get older, and like, her hair is going to be different. Like, what is that mom going to help her with?
Well, the court document.
Went first of all, mom's going to learn don't touch her hair. And but I mean,
those are just awkward conversations.
Like, mom, can you do my hair? Mom's going to be like, no. I have no idea what to do with this.
So the court document went on to state that Score Mills have secured another clinic for the treatment and storage of the remaining embryos.
Okay.
So they got those out of there from the Fertility Center of Orlando.
Make sure they got the right ones.
And they put them to a different location. They said that that embryo will be tested for parentage. And then the plaintiffs can determine the next step if they ever want to have another child. However, in April, the Fertility Center of Orlando announced it was closing.
You don't say.
And that another clinic would open in the same facility with a different name.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
would you give it a go again?
You know, it's, man.
With IVF. Because, well, look, it is what it is. But you're just kind of like, man, are we going to go through this again? Because I don't want to spend 9 months wondering if they're going to get it right or not.
Well, I know for a fact, just based on some friends of mine, that those treatments can be as much as like $20,000 a session.
It's super expensive.
And you might need to go through three or four of those before
one will take, right?
One is actually successful. So, you know, you're looking at possibly $80,000 to $100,000. And do you have enough embryos to keep being able to insert another one into the mom?
How much did a black baby cost you?
Because look, the woman needs to take shots every day.
Right.
Like, there's all these different things that need to happen, which is not fun, from what I understand, for that party, and is incredibly expensive. And then you have the heartbreak of it.
Is there any part of pregnancy that women like?
Well, you just basically have the heartbreak.
Get it out of me.
The heartbreak of it not taking every time if it doesn't.
And then when it
does. So it's almost like if your body rejects it. You know, sure. There's probably a reason for that. Sometimes good. Maybe the baby wouldn't have been healthy or whatever. But if it doesn't take, it doesn't take. And then you got to start the entire process again.
And then you end up with the wrong kid.
And now you're out $80,000 or $100,000. We're, you know.
I mean, they got a kid.
That just
they
depends.
Did.
Yes, they did.
Damn. Really, guys? I'm just saying, the moment she gave birth, I've been like, there's been a mix-up. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like, take a look at your daughter. Like, oh, I get it. Right? I mean, there's no question about this. I don't know where it went wrong, but something went wrong.
Good times. So our question, what is the story that you are always asked to retell? 206-803-ROCK.